tried this. I didn't like it until a lot. They didn't even guess because he came out and broke his track. He said, I hear you want to get back into the power plant. I said, yeah, I'd like to get back into the power plant. I could work with somebody that knows what they're doing. I don't work with anybody that don't know the job. He said, I got two, three good men over there and some other in that plant. That's as good as people you work with. So we'll teach you a whole lot more than they do. We'll help you. He said, if you come on out here, talk. When you feel better, come on back. And I'll let you have the choice of two different shifts. You can work in there in the oil. There was one of them that I liked very well. I could get along with him. I thought he knew more than he did, but he didn't. And I went in there and I worked for him about 4 or 5 months. I just held his job for him, son. I did all his work. I even helped him read his meter and figure his cost on how many gallons he used. I had to know how much gallons of oil he used every night on every shift. I had to do all that for him. And he put the switch in on somebody. He shouldn't have done it. I didn't. They tried to lay it on me. I told him. They like to kill the man. I thought they had killed him. Man had the switch tied out. And he came back in. He didn't look to see if the switch was in. He tied it. He knew it was tied. So he walked around behind the switchboard and laid a screw rod on there and just shorted out that 20-30 pound bolt. Fire flew all over the switchboard. I knew what had happened. I thought it was killing me. I jumped down off the engine was high as that, sliding. And I met him coming up behind the switchboard and shivering like a leaf. He went out and sat down under a tree. And that guy tried to tell him I did that. I told him, I said, hell, Dabney, big boss came down, all of them. I said, I worked out here long enough, and Mr. Vaughn knows it too. Chief electrician, I said, he knows I wouldn't put that switch in. I didn't have any authority to put the switch in anyway. If I'd have seen Johnny put it in, I wouldn't have let him put it in, but I didn't see him put it in. Well, he called Johnny up there, and Johnny didn't even come back in. They just sent him out on home. Wouldn't let him come back in. He all but killed the best man we had. So I thought, well, I'll get a job. I didn't get a job. They paralyzed me for another 3 months before they gave me that job. Or somebody else.
Did you go to school around here?
Go to school where?
Around here.
Went to school for me. I graduated from high school for me when I was 17. I had to wait till I was 18. Several months before I could get in service. Papa wouldn't sign for me. I went across to Lee and paid more than they for me. About 3 or 4 months till they got that SATC going. When they got that going, then they paid you expenses. But you didn't, you had to drill 4 hours a day and go to school 4 hours a day, and that was pretty rough, I'll tell you. I stayed in the awkward school. I tried to study all I could. And just about the time I was really getting interested in the school work, I got sick. I had the company out there drilling one day. I don't know, I just went blank. I had them drilling them across the field and then right turn, swung them around that way and big ditch down here. I didn't allow for the ditch. After the boy got in that ditch, and I panicked. I couldn't get them out of that ditch. That sergeant was an old drill sergeant in charge of it. He'd been in the Army 20 years, and he was mad anyway because he couldn't go and see it. He'd had to drill that bunch of young fellas who was going to get officers. He wasn't ever going to be an officer. He was mad with all of us all the time. So he said, now you've got them. There were half of them down in the ditch just marking time. About half of them. The other half already swung around here and I halted them. And we got half of them around here. And the other half was down there in the ditch just marching time. Got them all horses. Now, how in the hell are you going to get them out? Well, I don't know how I'm going to get them out. I said, that's what you're for. Show me how to get them out. He said, all right. Lieutenant Fanning off out there looking, just enjoying it. He had them fall out and fall in on his left. He said, "You want to take them back?" I said, "No, you take them over back. I've had mine." So he took them over back. But he'd walk along behind you and cuss you, and he'd make you get out of step. And he'd cuss all the time. He'd turn around behind you. He was going across the field with you, company front. Happened to be in the middle there, and you're lining off the man on the left, or you're lining off the one on the right. And you're bound to have a little bowl in them, just like these bands you kids do, you know, in the middle. He'd get right.